Good evening on this very hot and muggy day. This is the podcast episode 717.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Who'd have thought that I'd ever stray or get it on like Jackie Dupre? From the bars of Egbert and all the way to Memphis, I've been enraged by every machine on the road to improbable dreams. I had a snake-eyed low in self-esteem to drive me, and I held the world in my hands, but it slipped through my fingers and thumbs. And I am a victim of fame, Mother Nature, you play a mean game. In denial, in denial, in denial. Just like the Smiths at the cemetery gates, Lordy, Lord, it's already too late to go and sell my soul to Satan at the crossroads. Every other troubled boy would want to break away and destroy and give a learned man a dissertation field day. And I had the world at my feet, but it rolled away down the West Street. And I'm a victim of fame, Lady Luck, you've undone me again. In denial, in denial, in denial. Sigmund Freud an earache. And I held the world in my hands, but it slipped through my fingers and thumbs. Yes, I am a victim of fame, Mother Nature, you play a
song about a river in Africa. That was The Vow with In Denial. Not In Denial as in the River Nile, or In Denial. Well, it's spelled
In Denial as in
the river, yes. Yeah. But it's spelled Indy as in independent and Nile as in our friend. But in the chorus, it's In Denial. Yes, anyway, an up-tempo indie pop rock banger with jangly guitars, catchy melody and bouncy rhythm in the likeness of The Cure, The Killers, The Beatles and pop. This track was actually ready to go back in March, but as it has a summery feel to it, they released another track called Morning Coffee and You first, releasing the track that you just heard yesterday. The band's fifth album, Igloo, from which this track is not taken, is due for, well, not that I'm aware of anyway, is due for release at some point this year. So hopefully Caroline will forgive me for pinching this one off her before she had a chance to get to it. The Vow, bless you. The Vow are from Liverpool here in the UK, and you can find out more over at thevow.co.uk. Hello.
Hello.
You are really suffering it, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so Caroline has got hay fever plus at the moment. I'm certain the plus is actually some other kind of virus, like a cold or something, because it's...
My eyes are definitely hay fever.
Yeah, it's hay fever, not as I know it, and I know hay fever.
I did have some new tablets this morning, which have given me respite, but it is not giving me respite right now.
No.
So...
No.
Shall I introduce the next track so I can sneeze?
Yes, quickly do it.
Yeah, it's Lawrence De Nova with Marsupial.
Love. lost it to you. Ooh, baby, sleep within me, baby.
Chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
Actions des uns impactent la vie des autres. Serons-nous des frères et sœurs sur ce radeau ou des ennemis à jamais? Allons-nous écouter ces prédicateurs qui nous enjoignent de nous déchirer, ou ces femmes et ces hommes qui proposent de vivre ensemble et partager? Tu habites à l'autre bout du monde et pourtant je danse avec toi. Nos voix se mêlent d'ici à là-bas dans une même mélodie. Tu habites à l'autre bout du monde et pourtant je danse avec toi. Nos voix se mêlent d'ici à là-bas dans une même mélodie. Comment te définir, toi qui passe sans nous regarder? Tu te sens élu des dieux, dis-moi. Le monde t'appartient plus qu'à nous. On te regarde boire toute l'eau des océans, manger la terre et tout ce qu'il y a dedans. Et tu nous enivres avec ton monde de carton pâte en attendant d'avoir la gueule de bois. La rengaine d'hier se répète encore, encore et encore. Et pourtant on s'était promis plus jamais, jamais ça. Mais il faut croire qu'on aime ça. Plus jamais, jamais ça. Mais il faut croire qu'on aime ça. Plus jamais, jamais ça. Mais il faut croire qu'on aime ça. Tu habites à l'autre bout du monde et pourtant je danse avec toi. Nos voix se mêlent d'ici à là-bas dans une même mélodie. Tu habites à l'autre bout du monde et pourtant je danse avec toi. Nos voix se mêlent d'ici à là-bas dans une même mélodie. Nous on aime plutôt ça. Nous on aime plutôt ça, oui. Nous on aime plutôt ça. Nous on aime.
That was Laurent Danny with New. Now, Laurent doesn't have much of a bio, but there are a lot of review quotes on his Jamendo profile. This track features the vocals of Rachel Maynon. Now, we played their track J'aime on episode 689 last year, which also had Rachel Maynon on the on vocals. But this is a brand new track from them, released just last week. They're from France. I'm sure you worked that out for yourself. And you can find out more over at laurent-danny.com.
And before that, it was Lawrence DeNovo with Marsupial. From Ottawa in Ontario. He grew up there. He developed a passion for singing and the arts at a young age. He was exposed to a wide variety of musical genres, and he began performing at schools and local events. He released a 5-track EP called 900 in 2018 with a former band known as Vista Del Mar. In 2019, he began working with producers to craft his own unique sound, influenced by many, many people. And his goal is to make music that has an international sound that captures the essence of people and places, through emotive vocals and lyrics that convey struggle and triumph. We actually played another track of his called Rest Easy on show 705, which I found on Jamendo earlier and thought, oh, we've already played it. Has he got anything else? Oh, yes, he has. So there you go. I've linked to his Jamendo profile because I couldn't find any alternative.
Fair enough, that. Awesome. That was a really good track as well. I quite appreciated that. In fact, what I might do, I might actually highlight that one as one of my long lists. Anyway, I'm going to be really horrible here, and I do apologise in advance. We're going to have a look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live right now over at the bugcast.org/live.
When you say being horrible in advance, it's because you're going to make me do the hard work.
Yeah.
We've got Clippy. Aris, Chris from Canada, Maestracio, Peter Patterson. I've seen Kevy, I've seen Fat Freddy. Paul T. And I think I've got everybody.
Did you say Aris?
Yes, I did.
You did, sorry.
Oh, we've got a strange bear with funny eyes.
A strange bear with funny eyes?
Yeah, and a very big hand.
Yeah. Yeah, not good. In case you're wondering about the Clippy reference, we were talking about how amazing Clippy, the clip paperclip from early Microsoft Office days was. Well, in fact, nobody was. Yes, indeed. So, we do have a number of things to talk about this week. I don't know whether you wanted to pick up the first one first now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the one about our local MP.
Okay, so our local MP is a chap called Nick Fletcher. He's a Conservative. He took power from a Labour MP called Caroline Flint, who was the MP here for many, many years. By a small majority. You might remember us mentioning him before, because he's the chap who said that boys and men were turning to crime because Doctor Who was being played by a woman, and that they had been robbed of a positive role model, and all that was left for men and boys as a positive role model was the Krays and Tommy Shelby. In case people don't know who Tommy Shelby is, he's the key character in a series called Peaky Blinders, who actually ended up becoming a politician, and he was an anti-fascist. Obviously, Doctor Who has been played by a woman. I'd love to know what his thoughts are on the next Doctor who is black, gay, immigrant, somebody who didn't get born here, you know, that aside. So.
Yeah.
I got a message from, I'm chair of governance at a school down the road, and I got a message from the head saying that he was really upset about a letter he'd received from the MP, and he'd copied me into the response. So I thought, oh, I want to see what this is. So the letter effectively was written to all schools in the local area that fall under this MP's constituency, talking about, and I'm paraphrasing his stuff here, the trans issue, and that his view is that boys will be boys, girls will be girls. In his day, girls would have been known as tomboys. Boys, prepubescent boys would have preferred the company of girls, but it's just a phase, and that he feels like schools shouldn't feel like they have to be all things to all people, and that if schools want to push back, he would have their back, basically. Well, fortunately, none of the schools around here agree with him. And they have not only pushed back, it's now kind of gone on to the press. Because a school should be a safe, welcome and nurturing environment for everybody. Shouldn't matter about their gender, their sexuality, whether they're fat, they're thin, they're bright, they're not. Shouldn't matter anything. A school should be the safe place for everybody, not just the people that fits into whatever his boxes are. And I'm quite proud that our school's one of them that's pushed back. So on the article that we're linking to, it quotes the head at our local school. It doesn't quote all of the things he said. And I was quite pleased with some of his responses. He was he was well worded, but effectively he said he didn't think his letter made sense. School should be all things to all people because the whole purpose of them is to be a safe, welcoming and nurturing place, and that he'd have rather this MP got in touch when another MP claimed that teachers were drinking during the lockdown to justify Boris Johnson getting into trouble. And he pointed out that they didn't even have a cup of tea together, let alone wine. He would have preferred to be in touch when kids at primary school have had to go through an exam called SAT with no concessions, so no acceptance that those kids were heavily impacted by the pandemic. So those kids have had a stressful time. And he'd have far rather have been in touch with them to support teachers who were having a real terms pay cut. Also, I'd have rather him being an MP that was looking at the local area for everything, cost of living crisis, crime, whatnot, not getting on his high horse about something that he's clearly not qualified educationally and morally to dictate. It was it was a real abuse of his privilege to do that, and he's overstepped the mark. Mark Murphy, another one to add to the roll call, said, will it make a difference to his election potential? I hope that this will help because he only got in by a small margin. And he's a bizarre character because he has done some things that are good. He has done some things that you can think, oh, you know what, I can respect that. And then he goes and talks about things like this.
Mm.
So I feel like some of these things that he's doing is because he's trying to make a name for himself within the party he's in. And I think it's very sad that for him to make a name for himself in the party he's in and try and rise up in the ranks, he has to literally be mean and nasty and narrow-minded and shallow and all that sort of stuff. I just think it's... just to link to that, Boris Johnson should have been in Doncaster today because it was the Northern... Is it Regeneration Group? So Doncaster,
something like that,
at Doncaster Racecourse, they were having a big thing about levelling up gender. Michael Gove was supposed to talk about it, and then they were told, no, Boris is going to come, Boris is going to come. Today, Boris was on the train, At the last minute, oh, sorry, Boris is in Ukraine. Because Boris is having a few bad times at the moment. His ethics advisor just quit, and he feels like if he goes to a war-torn country and poses some photos and makes it look like he's the best friend of their leader, he'll get a bit of popularity. Numpty.
Yeah, completely. Oh, we're just surrounded by them, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's crack on with a bit more music, and we'll talk about some other things going on around the world.
Yep. This is RXBYN and Erase Me featuring Renetta Spencer and Visionvery. And just to let you know, they did just have swearing in the lyrics, but they have done Dave's job for him and they've made this a radio edit, and you'll hear some dipping, and that's why.
Nice.
You say I've been different, I've been absent. Emptied all my socials out, now you can't see how I've been. Left your messages on Reddit, didn't feel like replying. Cut my location off, now you don't know where I stand. Sorry if this disappoints you, but I am not sorry. I've been updating my life, maybe you should do the same. I could give a about likes, opinions, don't mean nothing. I've deleted you already, you can just erase me. Not be friends. Erase.
together. You say you don't need me. Mad at my mouth and the way that I talk. You wanna fix me, I think I'm perfect. I don't need you, you're pathetic and worthless. Careless with my emotions, reckless. Don't know how to love me, selfish, always raising the hand. Just because I don't have a fake to my heart, to my back. Louis V duffel bag. You don't wanna wife me, boy, you can't get rocks. I don't fall for no ops, boy, please, I got options. Hashtag, I'm a stallion. You ain't gotta worry about a baddie, about to be a savage. Boy, you can't erase me at your memory. I don't want you no more. Champagne toast, I'm always doing the most.
What should we do when all the flames die with the red flags and the same signs? I ignore that like 8 times. Now you throwing shade in the hashtags for the fake love. Here's a trash bag. All you ever do is place. I really want to choke him. That's the last act.
Now everything is kosher. I've been feeling like I used to. I'm Stevie Wonder. If you pop up, I never knew you. Them studying my verses got me feeling like a guru. I look down on the haters from the clouds that I just flew through. It's hard to get me heated because I'm level headed.
Hebrides. Now when I'm not out tending to my sheep or out cutting the peat, I like to sit back with a cup of tea and listen to the Bugcast. Well, that's some good tunes.
I say it back, I know. But how life goes when you're old, I don't know. And how life slides through your fingers, I don't know. But I feel like going. Feet in the sky,
and I'm glad we could meet in the mountains for the week. But how life goes when you're old, I don't know. And how life slides through your fingers, I don't know. But I feel like going.
Joshua Wales with Nobody Else. Now, unfortunately, he has very little in the way of a bio over on his Jamendo profile or even on his SoundCloud, but he is still clearly churning out the tunes. This is a brand new track released on Jamendo on Wednesday. He's from London in the UK, and you can check out a lot more of his music both on Jamendo and also over at soundcloud.com/Josh Wales.
Excellent. And before that, it was RXBYN with Erase Me, featuring Ronetta Spencer and Visionary. That's a mouthful.
I think it's supposed to be Visionary, but they're being... Because if you turn the V upside down, it's an A.
Then that would be Aizionary, if you
No, no, the second
like
V. The second V.
Then that's stupid. Sorry. a collaboration of the future... Erase Me details removing yourself from the life of a toxic person or persons. Produced by Ja'Cory Levine and Noel Know-How Ruiz Jr., featuring Houston R&B singer Ronetta and fellow Houston artist Vision. we played their track Monster back on show 587. He's a young R&B pop artist from Los Angeles, currently residing in Houston, Texas. Just before you go to your note, your talky bit.
Yes.
Can I just give you one more little Nick Fletcher quote?
Yes, yeah, go on then.
He's on his high horse as well. So, in Doncaster City Centre now, because we're now a city, large parts of the city centre are pedestrian only, mainly the main shopping areas and whatnot. And... he wants to campaign, bearing in mind that Doncaster City Centre is not his patch, that's Rosie Winterton, that they should get rid of the pedestrianised areas and allow cars to travel through them, because wider pavements attract beggars and that it attracts antisocial behaviour where groups can stand and drink from cheap cans of strong alcohol without fear of being run over by traffic.
What? What planet is this dude on?
I wish I was reading from a parody site, truly. I wish that wasn't a genuine quote from him.
Wow. That is quite something. Oh, well. I was about to say not my MP, but actually he is.
No, yes. But he's not. He's not one that we'd voted for.
No,
we might
but
be stuck
he is
with
our
him,
MP, yes.
But he's not one that we ever... thought, oh, he'd be good.
No, not at all.
And he'll never, ever be one that will think, oh, he'll be good.
To be honest, come back Caroline Flint.
Hmm. Wonder what she's doing nowadays.
I don't know. I can't. Obviously, I've not seen her in Parliament, so she must be doing something else. I don't know. Anyway, elsewhere in the news, it looks like that Ukraine... are a couple of steps closer to becoming members of the European Union after the European Commission today backed their membership bid. Now, I know that President Zelensky has been pushing for an accelerated entry into the European Union, and I personally think that would be something that's really good for the country. However, it is worth remembering that entry into the European Union, entry into the European Union is not something that happens overnight. even if they tried to accelerate it, it could still take years. I have in front of me an article from Wikipedia that shows you what the current state of play of those, what they call candidate countries, are trying to come into the European Union, and basically how long they've been there for. And by the looks of it, it looks like the longest serving candidate for entry into the European Union has had that status since 1999.
Wow.
All right, and that's Turkey. There are apparently negotiations underway to bring them into full membership of the European Union. But why am I struggling with the word union? Union. Yes. But yeah, it could take decades before Ukraine are even considered for full membership. But it's a start. It's a start, and it does deliver a very, very strong message.
Yes. Just so you know, Caroline Flint ceased being anything to do with politics when she lost her seat. She was appointed chair of Humber Teaching NHS Foundation Trust.
Oh.
And then she started to appear on GB News.
Oh, dear.
And then stopped appearing on GB News for some, hopefully, meaningful reason. But she's 60.
I did know this. I was aware of this. She looks good for it, no question. But, yeah, that is quite...
You know what's worse than a sneeze?
What, a runny nose?
A failed sneeze.
Oh, bless you. Mm. Well, at least you saved our listeners the...
Indignity?
What's the word?
Indignity.
That's the one. Of you sneezing live on the show.
Yeah.
In keeping with the Ukraine theme, the European Broadcasting Union issued a statement today on next year's Eurovision Song Contest, where it has now been determined that Ukraine will not be hosting the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. So EBU have now started negotiations with the United Kingdom as the runner-up of this year's Eurovision Song Contest to host, which we kind of expected. Excuse me. Yeah, we did kind of expect this, because we were... It's exactly the same situation as it would have been with Australia if Australia had won the Eurovision Song Contest. They couldn't host it, so it would likely be the first runner-up that would be invited to host. So, interesting one to keep an eye on there, because I don't know whether, certainly in the situation we are at the moment, where we are currently in the middle of heading towards one of our worst cost of living crises, certainly in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So, yes, we shall see what happens there. It may well be the government turns around and say, look, no, we can't do this. But I don't think they will, because they wouldn't look good.
Yeah.
Well, looking good by looking bad, I think, is probably the correct way of announcing that one. And the final piece of entertainment news I wanted to mention is Kate Bush is currently at number one in the UK singles charts with a song that I think she released in the 1990s. Running Up That Hill was from her fifth album, which was called... I've forgotten now. Hounds of Love. But because when the song appeared... Oh, sorry, 1985, crumbs. When the song appeared on Stranger Things, the Netflix TV show, it suddenly shot through the charts, bounced up to number one, knocked Harry Styles As It Was, which I think has been there for about 9 or 10 weeks, off the number one slot, and is quite happily sitting there. 44 years it has been since Kate Bush was last at number one.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that is a record. 44 years between number ones. The previous holder of that was Tom Jones, who had 42 years between number ones. which is quite remarkable. But now I need to go and listen to the album Hounds of Love, because I do like Kate Bush. She was brilliant in her time. I've not heard much of her current stuff, but some of her earlier stuff was quite amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's crack on with some music of our own.
So this is Tom Orlando with On Repeat.
I've been caught up in my feelings. I don't really know what I be drinking. I've been going crazy on the weekend. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. I've been caught up in my feelings. I don't really know what I be drinking. I've been going crazy on the weekend. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. I don't know what's going on. Picking up the phone and yet I'm missing your call. Trying to get it on, you acting like a boss. Trying to show I care for you but you don't. I'm losing my mind, cause I've been caught up in my feelings. I don't really know what I be drinking. I've been going crazy on the weekend. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. I've been caught up in my feelings. I don't really know what I be drinking. I've been going crazy on the weekend. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. Off a balcony, I'm tripping from afar, trying to hide away from seeing me. I'm sipping on Patron, dreaming how you could have been with me, but now you with a dude all alone. I just can't believe it. Trying to live my life, do it to the fullest. It's hard to live it up, losing all the focus. I know I'm the best, that's some real. But you gotta know what I'm feeling is. I've been caught up in my feelings. I don't really know what I be drinking. I've been going crazy on the weekend. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. I've been caught up in my feelings. I don't really know what I be drinking. I've been going crazy on the weekend. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. On repeat, on repeat, yeah. On repeat, on repeat, yeah.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together.
Nous sommes quand même, c'est sauter dans les flaques d'eau de Saint-Tropez.
That's your point of view. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying.
Baby!
Never comes again.
us in the blurry lines. Show me any man who's got the right to kill. It's only when he's lost his way, his mind becomes his will. The Son of Man was buried after dying on the hill, so he could follow and believe. Make your mind up, it's your only chance to live in peace or set the world alight. Make your mind up, it's your only chance to live in peace or set the world alight. Make your mind up, it's your only chance to live in peace or set the world alight.
That was First Contact with A Peaceful Man. They say, we were into space rock in the 70s, but we're really no stylers, just letting the sound develop itself while playing. Most tracks are out of the blue, or in pro terms, extempore. No arrangement, just live improvisations recorded with our weekly sessions, cleaned up and mastered. Sort of a sonic sand mandala, produce and let go, blown away by the wind. They're from Germany, and I couldn't find any other online portal for them at all, so I've put a link in our show notes to their Gemendo profile, where they have a few tracks for you to listen to.
And before that, it was Tom Orlando with On Repeat. Apparently this is a radio edit. You can find out more by checking out Tom Orlando Official. He's from, again, Ottawa in Ontario. That's two I've done for you, Chris. Hip-hop, rap, hop-pop artist. Has a passion for music that it just consumes his thoughts. He has a lot of desires when it comes to the music, but it's not fame or money. He just wants to make music that can inspire people. And he wants to stand out but remain true to himself.
Fair enough. Awesome stuff.
This is going to be called the Snotcast.
Snot. I don't think we've done that one before. We could do that if you want.
No, just
it's not funny.
Mindful, you're probably going to pick up my nose blowing at some point in this show.
Well, we don't edit, so it is what it is. Right, so we have one more track to play, which Caroline will tell us about, hopefully, if she lasts, in a few moments. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow, at the time of recording, Saturday the 18th of June, is our next Podcrawl event. It starts at 6 p.m. UK time. I think we worked out that was 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, 5 p.m. UTC. I can't remember. It's something like that anyway. Full details are over at tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl. More details will appear on that site as we get closer to the time. Next week, the Bugcast episode 718 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 24th of June at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us for any reason, you can do so by email or on the social networks. Full details over at thebugcast.org/contact. And so I don't prolong Caroline's agony anymore. I'm going to hand over to her for the last track.
So this last track is a welcome return to Sound Statues. We've played quite a few of their tracks before. This particular track was released in 2021, so it's more recent. Sound Statues is the work of Neil Mafferu, a musician based in Brooklyn, New York. He'd been releasing music ever since he got to Brooklyn in 2007. The Sound Statues catalogue ranges from hard rock to electronic music to acoustic dirges. And over the past few years, Sound Statues has gained a large international audience and it's competed several tours in Taiwan and Japan, often joined by Wes Wu on bass and Nat Boda on drums. The track in question is called Don't Wait, and you can find out more by checking out soundstatues.com.
Awesome.
Catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.